This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says Coloradans 60 and up, those with at least two health conditions, and grocery store workers can get vaccinated starting next week. Polis says some groups will have to wait longer than expected, including restaurant workers and people with one chronic health condition. He says they could begin in mid-March, along with people 50 and older. But Polis also says they should not expect the vaccine right away.
When we say there's vaccines and you're eligible, we want to get through a group in a reasonable amount of time. You know, we think 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Polis says the general public could begin getting vaccinated by late April. The U.S. House passed bills today that would protect hundreds of thousands of acres of public lands in Colorado. CPR's Miguel Otorala reports.
The two bills were part of a public lands package that was blocked twice by the last Congress. They would create new wilderness and recreation areas across western Colorado. Colorado Representative Diana DeGette spearheaded one of the bills.
It's been vetted. It's been re-vetted. It's been re-vetted again, and it has strong reasons for designation.
House Republicans voted against the package, including Representative Lauren Boebert, who says wilderness protections would lead to massive wildfires.
Burn, because if we do not actively manage our forests, Mother Nature will continue to manage it for us.
The bills go next to the Senate. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado has seen a record number of applications for help with rent or mortgage payments in recent weeks after a state eviction moratorium expired. The state says more than $55 million were requested between January 4th and February 8th, more than requested in all of 2020. Colorado Sun reports it means some people have waited twice as long for help as they would have last year. Tourism spending is way down after nearly a year of COVID-19 restrictions, and that's put pressure on the hospitality business in mountain towns.
Week to week, a lot of times you didn't know what the rules were going to be.
CPR speaks to small business owners about how they're getting by as the one-year mark for the pandemic nears. We'll have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 48 in Colorado Springs, it's 35 degrees in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.